Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. How y'all doing? This is Live in the Day with Jay. I am your host. Guys, we got a great show for you today. We had some technical difficulties the other day, but that's okay. We're gonna skip through some of the stuff that we were talking about a couple days ago on the show because there's some things we really need to talk about. And on today's show, we're going to talk a little bit about the spiritual mind. There's a lot going on right now, and what prompted this for me are the group of idiots that said they represented the black churches and went and met in D.C. the other day. And we're going to talk about the buffoonery of that meeting. We're going to talk about why that's so important for the black community, and we're going to talk about what has to change in the mindset of the spiritual mind. You know, our spiritual leaders, we look for them to do a lot. And I don't understand why we are not holding some of our so-called spiritual leaders accountable for some of the misled things that they are doing within the community. We have to work on that, guys. Number to call, 646-716-7106. Want to hear what you have to say about it if you want to call. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about a little touchy subject. Well, not that touchy to me, but I know there's a lot of spiritual people out there. And, you know, I'm hearing this a lot about so many people is starting to believe that hell is not true, that it's not a real place. And we're going to touch on that a little bit. I want to hear what you got to say. Number to call, 646-716-7106. Also, guys, I want you to check out the show. You can go on iHeartRadio and can get the show, listen to it on demand for free there. And also, we're on Spotify, so you can go on Spotify and you can check out the show. And come next week, 91.5 Power FM, you know, J Radio Show will be on there. And we're going to talk a little bit about why that's going to be a very big move. And we're going to talk about the Independent Artist Festival that's coming up. So I want you guys to definitely sit back and relax, because this is going to be one of those shows where it's going to probably be some people mad. But it's okay, because we're here to talk about things. That's the only way we're going to get something out in the open, is to talk to one another and to find out what it is that we are having to miss, to disconnect that. 646-716-7106. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
son. We were the two turned into one. How do I live this life with you gone away? Yeah. Now too many nights have passed me by, and too I was strong, a man afraid of nothing. I had the world inside my hands. That's what I told myself. But now I see that I was wrong. The truth is I have nothing. If I don't have you,
Gordon Foundation, Gaston County's newest vision for the youth, specializing in youth-based projects such as life skills learning, etiquette, and its pilot program, the Carolina Hornets Youth Football Program. For more information, contact Torin Gordon at 704-232-5748. That's 704-232-5748. Again, that's 704-232-5748.
All my bills are paid, day and night for what it's worth. Saw a friend the other day, said she felt empty inside. All her dreams that fade away, she wants to run away and hide. But we gotta keep living, accept whatever comes our way. We gotta keep giving, no matter what they say. We gotta keep striving until we reach the sky. Gotta keep vibing to keep our soul alive, to keep our soul alive. By we lose ourselves, it feels like
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call 646-716-7106. That number again is 646-716-7106. Guys, you can check out the show by, I posted on all of my social media outlets, Instagram, Facebook, Periscope, that is, it's Periscope. And you can go on jradioshow.com. You can look at the website there, or you can go to Spotify, and you can also go to iHeartMedia and check out the show on iHeart. So there's lots of outlets, and then come next week, we're going to be launching this 96.1 Power FM station, which the show will be on it also. So you guys definitely need to keep abreast of that. Before we talk a little bit about what I started the show off with, we are going to have the Independent Artist Festival this year. I want you guys to understand that the Independent Artist Festival is very, very important for the community. I have lots of young people, lots of people who are independent artists in their own right, and but you would never know because they have such a professionalism with them that it's unreal. And we are really, really needing some help this year for the Independent Artist Festival. I don't care what you can help us out with. If it's donating flyers, if it's, you know, $5, $10, $20, whatever, we need help this year because every year I do this by myself. And, you know, it does take a little toll, but I do this because I want people to know that there's a lot going on in Gastonia. There's a lot going on that goes unnoticed, and we need to really uplift, especially our young people that have these special talents and gifts, and they're willing to come on stage and display it. So we're going to have the Independent Arts Festival again this year. I'm looking in September. I will be getting back to you real soon, letting you know the official date, but we need all the help that we can get to make this a successful. This is our sixth one. I've done five of these by myself, and this is our sixth Independent Artist Festival. So let's help each other out. Let's help each other out. Number to call 646-716-7106. Now, what do I want to talk about first? There's so much to talk about. I really want to talk about these fools that decided they wanted to go and meet in the nation's capital with 45. And they literally just turned their whole back on the black community. Well, the black church, that is. If I was a member of the black church right now, I would be very upset with these so-called leaders going in and stating that they were on behalf of the black church. And, you know, it's actually sad, the commentary that they made. I couldn't listen to all of it because I thought it was, you know, putting us back in a situation that we really don't want to be in over 400 years ago. But anyhow, that's one of the things that we really need to start looking at is the way our spiritual leaders in our community are leading us. If they're not leading us, then why do we continue to sit up in their churches and their mosques and their temples or whatever the case may be, and we're not getting spiritually fed? why do we not demand that they are safe havens for the community? Why do we not demand that they leave from behind the pulpit and come out into the community and do something that's positive? Why do we not demand that our communities are fixed in a way that they should be fixed spiritually? Now, I don't know if you understand what I mean when I say that, but I remember a day and time where the church used to be the cornerstone of the community. And if the church is the cornerstone of the urban community right now, then it's in bad shape, because the urban community right now is seeing an all-time high of high school dropout, teenage pregnancy, drugs, violence. So that means somebody's not doing what they should be doing spiritually. There should be some really, really big outreaches in the community. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some churches, and there are some spiritual leaders, I shall say. I'm not just going to pick on the church. There are some spiritual leaders out there that are doing exactly what they should be doing, and that's trying to reach the people in the community. But there's some out there, I'm telling you guys, there's some out there that I don't understand at all. They drive around in fancy cars, and you ask them to open the doors of the church for anything community function led or anything that's positive, and they look at you like you're crazy. The only time I'm starting to see leaders in the community right now is when it's election time, and some of those leaders are running for office. That's the only time I'm starting to see it, which is sad, because our communities need help 365 days a year. They need help. Our young people need help. And if we don't look at the totality of the problem, just the money that comes in on a weekly basis, then that's a problem. That's a problem. I want to play this clip. Well, I tell you what. First, I'm going to play this clip from the Dalai Lama. And I want you to hear what he has to say about people in general. He was at Stanford University and he spoke. And I want you to hear this, because it's really interesting, his take on people. And then I'm going to play a clip. Well, we'll get into that next clip. But here's a clip of the Dalai Lama. Just to set the tone of what we're getting ready to dive into. Sorry, guys, I got the whole
thing. Stanford University.
Changing mind only through compassion or education, not by force. We have to find ways and means to solve that through dialogue. In order to carry meaningful dialogue, first, it is necessary to respect the other who have different view. Consider part of we, part of humanity. My future also depends on them. So respect and listen their interest and tell them our interest, and try to find mutually agreeable solution. That's the only way. Like a Palestine problem. Both sides stand firm. Then confrontation. Now 21st century, now 10 years passed. Now 90 years yet to come. Now these young people, you are the people who belongs 21st century. My generation belongs 20th century, already gone, now ready to say goodbye. So these young people, now you should think how to bring this century, more peaceful century, more compassionate century. So peace, compassionate, does not mean no longer any problem. Problem there. So long human being there, human intelligence there, different interests, different views, always there. There's no other alternative, only through talk. That's the wisdom side. Then respect others' interest. genuine sense of concern or concern of others' well-being. That's the basis. So combine these two things, genuine spirit of dialogue can develop. What do you think? Do you agree? Thank you.
And one thing that was apparent to me,
for more, please visit us at stanford.edu.
We have to understand each other's differences. We have to respect each other's differences. It's okay to be different. It's okay for you to pray a different way than I pray. It's okay for you to think about world affairs differently than I think about them. Once we have a general, as he stated, once we have a general mutual respect for one another's culture and just outright way of life, then the dialogue can start. But, as he stated, the dialogue starting does not mean the problem doesn't exist anymore. The differences does not exist anymore. It just means that you're willing to talk about them on a level of understanding, not a level of being combative. See, people take differences right now and they run with it and they use it for ploys against one another. This is what's wrong right now. Our differences have kept us from becoming one unified voice. And that's ridiculous. You know, I do this show, and I have people from all over the world call in on this show. And I'll never forget a call that I got from South Africa. Young white gentleman called me in on the show and stated that they feel really sorry for us here in the States. And I asked him why. And he said, you know, I know we don't have the best government of all. He said, but you guys are letting, you know, people play you from the standpoint of religion, finances, and financial status. And it's dividing you guys like it's unreal. And he threw in race. He said it's dividing you guys, and you guys are continuing to let it divide you. And I couldn't say nothing because he spoke 100% truth. Now, I got a lot of emails from some people, and I know that you guys are really aware of the little instances that's been going on between Kim Burrell and the gospel singer Kim Burrell and Ellen. I know you guys are aware of the things that's going on. Now, I'm going to play a clip from Kim Burrell, and it's her response to what she says people are coming at her about. And it's really good because she wants this video credit so people can hear what she has to say. But you have to listen to this. So here is the clip with Kim Burrell's response to Ellen. It's a pretty long clip, guys, so just bear with me.
I have had
That's her phone, not mine, guys.
And I don't want to do that too. And everything that I've ever done has never ever been just for the public. I'm signing on here because people matter. I love you guys too. Don't you all listen to me. Listen to me. Don't you become frazzled. We're not in a war against flesh and blood. We're not in a war that.
This gets real interesting real quick.
Against flesh and blood. I came on because I care about God's creation. And every person from the LGBT and anything else, any other kind of thing that is supporting gay, I never said LGBT last night. I said S-I-N. And whatever falls from the sin will was preached. Now, what was posted was not all I preached to, but only that. Isn't that something? That is designed of the enemy to make it look like I have a personal agenda against people. It's a heartbreak, but it's the world we live in. We fight for so much, but for the right thing. To the carnal, all things are carnal. And to the spiritual, all things are spiritual. Don't you understand? I know that people are going to be mad. I have to do what God tells me to do. And I'm passionate about what I do. And when people take it personal, especially if we've never met, you know that the enemy is setting that up. I only signed up for a short while to let y'all know, don't you dare be discouraged. Don't you dare let what these people are saying think that it's rocking my world. I'm not to be shaken. Because I'm out here for God. And I came on here because I love people. To every person that is dealing with the homosexual spirit that has it, I love you because God loves you. But God hates the sin in you and me. Anything that is against the nature of God. I'm called to do what God called me to do. And that's it. And I do it with passion, just as I pray all of you will. Live with passion. Do what you do with passion. I love all of you who support me. All of you who have supported me and decided that you don't want to support me after what you saw and what the enemy is trying to make it look like. Give me a break. There are a lot of people that I'm aware of that struggle or deal or have that spirit. Have I discriminated against them? Have I ever outright told them I don't love you and you going to hell? Who gives me the right to say that I'm telling someone that they're going to hell? I don't get that call. There's a responsibility that we have in the church to represent the Almighty God.
That's her phone, guys, not mine.
It is wrong for us to gather that as we rep God, that we take his place. Don't think I'm there. I'm not that shallow. I'm not that shallow. I make no excuses or apologies. My heart is as pure as it comes. And y'all know when you hear me sing, that's why you follow me. You wouldn't be mad at me if you didn't love me first. You wouldn't be hurt if you didn't love me first. I'm on here to get clarity so y'all have to understand. They're the ones who love me, who are supporting me. No, honey, you're not backtracking. I don't have to backtrack. Nobody's backtracking. I'm showing the love of God to speak to that teachable spirit that will hear it. Ain't no backtrack. I've been out here too long speaking strong to backtrack. I'm not going to get into no one-on-one with spirits that don't understand. But I love you guys. You pray for me. I'm praying for you. And we all going somewhere one day.
Now, I stop that right there because I want you guys to understand that this was uploaded, this was sent out by the Vigilant Christian, January of 2017. But they're talking about it now. I just want to point that out. And I want you to realize how relevant that is in today's time. So here's the rest of it.
Okay, everybody stay strong, man. You know, stay strong. Don't y'all fight. Don't, please, and listen, all y'all who love me, do not retaliate. It's not about retaliation because it wasn't anything that was personal. It would be personal if I told someone to their face, I talked to the spirit of that thing, and I won't take it back. I love you guys. I love you guys. Off to do the work of the Lord again. and don't be silly. I'm not laughing. I'm not being carnal. I'm laughing because I'm excited because of the Lord, that's in my heart. And those who can really read the Spirit of God know what I'm saying. Those who cannot, all I have to offer you is prayer and my condolences. Okay. Love you guys. I love you guys.
She can't get off, guys.
It's so hard for me to sign up. Y'all better from, don't you retaliate. Did George, I mean it. Nobody retaliate. Now, y'all spread this video. Okay? Okay. Night, night. I'm going back. Bye-bye.
Now, listen.
Okay. Here's my final post, really. And the only reason I'm giving this attention is so many people seem to be affected by something that is such a lie. I never said that all gays were going to hell. That never came out of my mouth. Y'all quit spreading that. And if you can listen to the video, listen, like, all of y'all that's so upset saying I said all gay, that's incompetent, it's childish, it's not of my nature, natural or spiritual. People don't want to believe what they want to believe. I'm so done with it. I'm appreciative of social media tonight because there's so much said to so many people all at once, okay? I love you guys too. Y'all just continue. I know y'all love y'all will you love and all that, and y'all reading all of this stuff. And don't. It's to shake you and to move you about what you know about me.
Now listen, guys.
They know better than what y'all trying to make me look like. So to all y'all that are upset for some reason, my heart goes out so badly because it's like you want to be mad and you want to believe that I came against the gays. You want to believe that is so demonic. I was addressing church people.
Uh oh.
See how misconstrued y'all got it. I was addressing church people, and let's get even more specific. Ones who were in my church.
Uh-oh.
My church, where I pastor. And that's what's so demonic about all of this. Kim Burrell says that gays are going to hell. Really? Stop it. Y'all stop it. Go to bed. And all y'all that sending rainbows, read what God really sent the rainbow for. Okay? Now stop, because y'all going to make me make it personal. Because y'all are making it personal. Stop it. You're attacking a person who did not attack you. Go rest your minds. I never said God was killing a gay in 2017. I said people who operate with that spirit in the church, with deception and attack themselves, are going to have to face the master. That's what I said. And that death is attached to their behavior. Now, if that's you, okay. But I never said LGBT. Gays are going to die in 2017. Y'all stop that. All right, rest easy.
That was Kim Burrell. She was answering some questions or some concerns about what she had stated in a video about the LGBT community. And really interesting. Really interesting. I don't know if her church really understood where she was coming from. Personally, I would be a little upset if I was a member of her church and she just told the world that she was talking about us, but she didn't come straight out and say it. We got to do better, guys. We got to do better. We got to demand better from our spiritual leaders. I don't understand it. I don't understand why we continue to let our spiritual leaders, that is, do some of the things that they do, say some of the things they say, and not react the way that they should react. Number to call 646-716-7106. We'll come back, guys, and we're going to talk a little bit about, do we think hell is real or false? You guys are live in the day with Jay.
Yeah. make me wanna know. Oh, oh, if you are ready for the show, I beg you now, I disappear. I wipe away all your tears if you let me. Yeah, yeah.
Ancestrais, me vi de perto, nu como um deserto, errante navegante no mar sem fim. Foi quando vi ela ancorar no cais. Do meu olhar, ela é a expressão da paz. É ardentia, pura simetria. Minha deusa Vênus.
Watching you, I know that you pray for me. Oh, oh, oh. What's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
Something is happening in our world.
Criminals, factories, illiterates,
uneducated. The people are rising up.
Whatever other negative characteristics you can think of, types of person.
Wherever they are,
the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And because
they are in Johannesburg, South Africa,
and giving me a desire to reform myself,
Nairobi,
and rehabilitate myself
Prague,
for the first time
New York
in my life,
City,
and
Atlanta, Georgia, Jackson,
Mississippi,
Memphis, Tennessee, the cry is always the same. We want to be free.
The teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad immediately did instill within me such a high degree of racial pride and racial dignity that I wanted to be somebody, and I realized that I couldn't be anybody by begging the white man for what he had, but that I had to get out here and try and do something for myself or make something out of myself.
To show number to call 646-716-7106. Guys, want to real quick say I appreciate South Philly, Chicago, Little Rock, Arkansas, Tacoma, Houston, Bakersfield, California. I appreciate you guys for continuing to support the show and play the show in your areas. I really appreciate that. It means a lot to have so many different versatile places that are willing to play the show and to let my voice be heard everywhere that I need for it to be heard. Number to call, 646-716-7106. We was talking a little bit about, I let you hear a clip from Kim Pastor, that is Kim Burrell, and she addressed some things that people were saying that she said that she didn't say. She said, I know it's a tongue twister, but she addressed those things. And mind you, like I stated, this was uploaded last year, and people are now talking about it. And it's getting a lot of heat right now, but it's okay. We need to talk about those things, and we need to hold our spiritual leaders accountable. I'm gonna switch subjects. One thing that I find really interesting is how we all look at spirituality, how we all look at the wonderful stories that we have been told about our prospective religious beliefs. And I think that it's a great thing that we can talk to one another about those things. Had a conversation, and the conversation was about, is hell real? And, you know, I'm just giving you what was stated during this conversation. And I just proposed the subject, and if you do what you want to with the information. I'm not saying yes or no. I'm just saying I'm giving you the information. And you can do what you want to with it. But I argued that, you know, hey, we've always been told it was real. And I didn't know what to think at the moment. But I thought it was quite interesting. The person I was speaking with said some very interesting things. We were talking about hell, and they referenced the stars. And they says, you know, the stars, those stars have been gone. The stars that we look up and see, that they've been exploded. And they're so far away that we're getting the light from them so many thousands of years later. But these stars are already gone. Which, you know, I really sat there a second and thought about it. I was like, yeah, you're right. That's pretty amazing. So then they said, well, you know, if that's the case, and feel the heat from the sun, and the sun is so far from us, but I feel the heat, how do you tell me that hell's under my feet and I don't feel it? Hey, I couldn't say nothing. I thought the observation was interesting, but I couldn't say nothing. I'm going to dedicate a whole show, and I'm going to bring some biblical or spiritual people on the show, And we're going to talk about that because I think it's worthy of, to talk about. I think it's interesting. I think the things that we are told growing up as children, we need to find truth to them. I think I'm not saying it's not true. Don't get me wrong, guys. I'm not saying it's not true. What I'm saying is we need to find truth to what we've always been told. We don't need another Christopher Columbus type of moment. You know, we've all been told that Christopher Columbus discovered America and he come over on these three ships and he done this and he done that. And then we find out it was a lie. Find out he didn't discover nothing. How can you discover something that was already inhabited with people? And you know how that was a culture shock. You know, there's pastors all across the land now, Christian pastors, that are starting to accept the fact that the flood was not worldly. The flood was regional. And they're teaching it in their churches. We don't need any more of those moments. We need all the truth that we can get because our young people, they gravitate to what we say. And if we're feeding them untruths and fables and all this, that, and the other in the name of religion, which I know that's not what our creator wanted, then that's a problem because then they become everlasting. And how do you break an everlasting fable? It's hard, if not impossible. We really need to watch what we are telling our young people. And again, I'm not saying it's false. I'm not saying it's true. Whatever I'm telling you, I'm just giving you the information. You formulate your own opinion. And we talk about it. But I do know one thing. If we don't hold our spiritual leaders in the community accountable for the state of the communities, the state of the people in the communities that sit in their buildings of worship every week, and give them sometimes their very last, then that's a problem. That's a problem. That's a problem that we really need to look at. That's a problem that we really need to start to address, that we really need to address. I'm not saying we got to be nasty about it, but what I am saying is that we got to address those things. Spiritually, I think our communities are at disarray. I'm sorry. I think our spiritual community is hurting. And you know, our leaders, spiritual leaders, they're human too. Just because they have taken a roll of the cloth doesn't mean that they are not human. They're human. They're bound to make a mistake or two or even three. Our job is to make sure that we hold each other accountable so that we all can grow together. If we don't do that, we're going to fail together. And I'm telling you, I'd much rather be successful together than fail together. Because when you start failing together, you start pointing fingers at one another and it starts getting nasty. Then our children, the only thing they can learn is how to be divided, which is what we've been showing them very well for the last, I can't tell you how many years. It ain't been less than 10. But we're showing them how to continue to be divided. And that's not what we should do. Look, I'm going to take the time now to thank each and every one of you guys for continuing to support the show. I really appreciate it. I really need the support for the Independent Artists Festival because it's really important, guys. I don't care what you can do, if it's $1 or $2. I need the support. This is the 6th annual Independent Artists Festival in Gastonia, North Carolina, and we really need the help this year because I've done it all the last 5 years by myself, but I need the help because I got so much other stuff going on. But I do this show because I want to give you guys the platform that you don't have. I do this show because I want to keep my community informed. And if I can get on local stations, that will be all better for me to talk to you in the manner that I need to talk to you and bring you the very best in entertainment. This show is not all about I don't talk all the time. Well, yeah, I do. I do. But you know what? I do have a lot of entertaining segments on this show, which you guys are getting ready to start seeing next week. Got a lot of entertaining things going on. I have a lot of high-profile people come on this show, and we just talk. We just talk because that's what it's about. We got to know one another. We got to know that we're going to be there for one another, because if we don't, we're going to fail. I don't want to be the remedy of failure. I want to be the solution to the problems that we don't, so we don't fail anymore. And I want you to help me get to that level so we all will be able to sit back and say, okay, we helped our young people get through this tough time. It's time for them to lay the blueprint down for the next generation. So as I tell you guys each and every day, I love you guys with the greatest love I know. It's the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. Check out the show tomorrow. It's going to be Free Fall Friday. And you guys will have a great time with tomorrow's show, because we got a lot of interesting things. And I got a guest or two coming on the show tomorrow. And if you just follow me on social media, you'll know what's going on with the show at all times. All right. So I tell you each and every day, I love you guys, and I bid you peace and many, many blessings. You guys have definitely been live in the day with Jay.